Blog Talk Radio.
Think big radio.com for all your realty, business, financial, and entertainment networking needs. Hello out there, big thinkers. This is Big here tonight, your host. We have a very exciting guest tonight, another professional boxer, Mr. Roberto Benitez. This guy's coming out of Florida, and he's knocking them out cold. Roberto, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Why don't you, before we get started, tell everyone out there how they can reach you? I mean, if I want to send you an email, if I want to find out from your website, let everybody know how to get in touch with you.
Oh, that's very easy, man. Log on to the internet. I have a website, www.rbenitez.com. And you guys could even Google me in, and you'll get enough information and somehow find a way to contact me. So I'm pretty easy to get a hold of as far as through my website. You guys could send some information to my team, and, it'll get through to me.
So now, why don't you tell our listeners out there so they'll actually really know the man behind this fighting genius. Where are you from? I mean, start from, your first memories growing up and how you actually, got into the field that you're in.
Well, I started boxing at 10 years old. I came from a rough area in New York City called Alphabet City in the Lower East Side, raised in the projects, came from a rough upbringing. The reason I got involved in the sport of boxing was for self-defense. I had to deal with a lot of bullies and, of course, to protect myself. And, I signed up at the Boys Club, East Hiram Boys Club out there in New York. And since then, it was kind of love at first punch. And, I continued working hard, and I started making a name for myself in the boxing scene out there in New York City. And from there, I started winning certain titles, making a name for myself, started competing on the national level, and it was at the age of 16 when I came out more in the amateur scene and was known as one of the best boxers in my weight division, which was flyweight at that time. And, I've had a long career. I've been boxing for 17 years. Throughout them years, I got the opportunity to also focus on my education. Coming from such a rough area in New York, I got the opportunity to get on a scholarship program from the Olympic Education Center located in Marquette, Michigan, which is one of the only Olympic programs that allow athletes to continue their studies in pursuing a degree and as well pursuing making the Olympics. So, through boxing, it's been able to open up so many doors for me, which I'm grateful for, and I'm blessed for having the talent, to reach at such a high level in competition.
Wow, that's beautiful, because not only, a lot of people, when they're going after their dreams and things of that sort, they don't, they fail to realize that, life can go on. But here it is, you knew that and took advantage of also getting your education during the same time you were you're learning to fight. And I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people, need to hear that, because we've got a lot of great talent out there, which I know that you yourself even come up against. What? Tell us a little bit about your family. I mean, you have brothers and sisters, and what's going on with that?
Yeah, well, I have a family. A lot of females in my family. I'm kind of the only athlete in my family right now, and I have two sisters. I have my parents are still doing well and healthy, and I'm the only boy of the family, so I'm the big brother and the oldest, actually. So that I kind of fit into the big protector of the house, and I have a young daughter, 7-year-old daughter.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a young 7-year-old daughter. So I'm surrounded by all females, and which is a good stuff. You know, I guess I have a special touch in me that people see that I guess it comes from my influence from the positive woman in my life. And
right.
One of my heroes, people always ask me, who are your heroes? Who are your role models? Growing up, I didn't have too much out there as far as role models, you know, but once I discovered the Boys Club, which was an outlet for me, you know, it was an outlet because I discovered my sport of boxing. It was an outlet because it allowed me to avoid distractions, peer pressure, I'm going the negative route, you know, following my friends. You know, it's hard for these kids nowadays coming up compared to when I came up in the 80s. I mean, all the peer pressure and what's out there on TV, you know, people always want to follow the negative stuff easier, you know, which is why I'm grateful for having good parents that disciplined me well and taught me good morals. That's very important in life, to have good morals and values, because that you go far with that alone, you know. And that's what I incorporated into my boxing, and part of those reasons why I've been successful, I would have to say, you know. Those two combinations along with hard work and just having faith, man. That's why I would say to every young kid out there, have faith and work hard in what you want to achieve, and you will see positive results.
Well, I believe it because I followed, you know, a little bit about you and was able to go to your website and learn some things. And I was like, wow, this guy's really, you know, got more than a head on his shoulders. Do you have any plans to, you know, open up your own boxing schools or, you know, things that will help instill these type of values that you grew up with, you know, into our children later on in life?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely a guy about giving back to the communities, giving back to those unfortunate kids out there, man. There's so many conditions and causes going around this world, and one of my main goals right now is to do something for a positive cause, bringing awareness about the bullying issue going on around worldwide, obviously, and. Reason why is because I was sitting one day at home and wondering, what can I do? You know, I always say a prayer every day, and I talk to the Lord, and I always ask Him, you know, to allow me to do something that's gonna be such a positive influence on this world, where when people see the name Roberto Benitez or see the image of a Roberto Benitez, is positive that comes across their mind, and they could think about me as a symbol, as an icon. And I was thinking about causes. There's so many things going on, you know, the AIDS movement, the cancer movement, and you know, I was thinking about what was the main reason I got involved in boxing at first place. And it rang a bell, and it was because I was bullied. And there's a lot of bullying issues going on around the world, this country. Women get bullied, men get bullied, young kids, all of our kids get bullied. I mean, it's getting worse now, ridiculous. And with the whole issue of the Columbine, where, you know, that's involved, and all that was caused from bullying, you know, when you do the research. And I figure, why not start something like that where I travel around the country, I bring awareness about this, but doing it through fitness.
Wow, that's great.
Believe it or not, man. Yeah, believe it or not, sports, I tell all kids this, sports do so much to a person, bring so much to a person's life, mentally and physically. It's just a blessing. It's just natural stuff that's around us, you know, that we ought to utilize and install it into our kids to help avoid all these problems and avoid them from getting involved in drugs and bullying. You know, this is a program I'm trying to build for the bullies themselves and for those shy kids, for those aggressive kids, for all kind of kids, you know, and even adults. And it's
wow, Benitez, I mean, a lot of times we get to kind of network with our big thinkers way before the show, and I know with your schedule and the things that you had going on that you were really busy, and you even almost missed the show, and it was just, you know, through our reminder calls and things, because you got so many people on your team working for you. But I mean, I'm glad to be able to, you know, have this conversation with you now and hear all these fresh things, because, you know, I like for our listeners out there to really know that, you know, you're definitely a big thinker, and if anybody can reach out to assist in the goals that Mr. Benitez has, you need to, because this man is truly genuine. When you come back to the bully issue, you know, it makes me think that when I was a kid, if I had a, you know, followed a path similar, I would have had the other kids running track so that we could escape the bullies.
Yeah.
I was a pretty good runner, but it came to the point where you just gotta fight, man. You gotta fight. And you find out that you're pretty good. What's happened with you?
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing with my story, when I first got involved through boxing because of bullying for self-defense, you know, and I had, there was icons out there that I looked up to. I was a big Bruce Lee fan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my family, I come from a poor background. We didn't have money or couldn't afford karate classes. You know?
Wow.
Boxing, certain boxing places at that time charged too much. My father couldn't afford it. But, you know, I discovered the Boys Club where it was affordable for me, and it was a great ground for me to come up through, you know. And this is something I want to have for everyone, offer to everyone, for those kids. It don't matter, you poor, you can't afford it. We find a way for kids out there to afford it, you know, and be able to be a part of this movement. You know, this great program where we help even those dealing with obesity. That's another big issue, you know. So that's kind of the creation. I got pretty creative with it. And so why not bring fitness involved in this to help with this bullying issue? I mean, I feel it'll be a great success, and it'll grow. It definitely will grow, and that's what I'm looking to do behind, of course, myself, the right personality. I already am involved with so much with the community, with the Boys and Girls Clubs. I do a lot of speaking engagements, demonstrations, you know, with fitness activities. Me and the team Benitez, we actually travel around the country to many big events and festivals, and just promote health and wellness. That's very important. I think we got to start teaching our kids from a young age the importance of health and living right, because I see the difference it's done for me since I've learned so much about healthy lifestyle, you know, and I've become a great athlete. I feel great. I perform great, and I want to show my tricks to all the young ones out there and the grown ones, all the adults.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. I would like for you to let everyone know how to reach you, because we've got people that tune in at different times, and, you know, we just it's very imperative that they know how to reach our big thinkers, and they reach out as you also reach out to our other big thinkers. So how can they reach you one more time?
Yes, definitely log on to my website, www.rbenitez.com. That's RBENITEZ.com. If anything, you guys go always Google me in and just type in my name, Roberto Benitez, and you'll find plenty of information on me there. My website will come up there also immediately. If anybody want to contact my team, I have an email at teambenitez@gmail.com. And definitely, we welcoming any sponsors out there who want to help support with this awareness, with this program, and you know, and we'll greatly appreciate it.
So tell us about you know, the first time when you fought professionally. I mean, what was it like?
Oh wow, my first professional debut was like no other. I mean, it's every boxer's, I would say, goal and dream. I got to fight my first fight on ESPN.
Wow.
Not too many athletes get to debut right on TV on a national level. And It was great. It was great. I was very nervous. I spent actually a year trying to get a good contract and everything. You know, the boxing business is a rough. It's a rough game. It's not like the other sports, football and baseball. It's a little more. It's a rougher sport. You know, in and out of the sport. And I spent a year, and we finally landed a fight. A contract with one of the. With the high profile promoters out there, and they offered us a TV spot as well. So,
wow.
It was a blessing. And then not only that, it was also in the state of Florida where I was training. So, everything worked out throughout that whole period of time. That's when I was going through various changes and transitions from the amateur scene to the professional ranks, and trying to find a good trainer to, you know, to help me make the transition. And also finding the right team, you know, a good manager and who has good intentions behind me and who can make stuff happen. It's a funny thing with athletes, no matter how good you are, if you don't have the right team, you won't get too far. And it's a sad thing because I've seen so many talents out there that has the potential to become a star, a superstar, a champion of the world, but they just don't have the right backing and the right support. And I'm all about fairness, you know. If I had all the money in the world, I would like to give everybody the opportunity to shine, you know, that deserve it and put in that hard work. But that's what it comes down to and boils down to, you know, having the right team and working hard.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Mr. Roberto Benitez, professional boxer, is on tonight. He just brought up a point that everyone that listens to Think Big Radio should really take into consideration. Regardless of if you're an athlete, regardless of if you have a business, it all boils down to what this gentleman just said, which is team. Teamwork. So for all those out there listening, he's basically telling you exactly what you need to become successful, and regardless of what you do. And last but not least was the it takes work.
Yes. Well, I'm definitely enjoying this interview. I appreciate Think Big Radio for inviting me, and you know, I definitely have a lot of my fans and listeners out there, you know, definitely tuning in to this live interview. I also want to bring up, let the fans and the people know out there about various activities and features I've been involved in. I'm actually involved in MTV 2 Pride. It's called 2 Pride, and it means your pride in English. And it's a promotional campaign. They chose 12 talents around the, Latin talents around the country, who have been good role models and doing positive things with their life. And I was one of the few that was selected, and actually the only athlete on there. But they had all different kind of talents. And kind of showcase my background, what I represent, who I am, where I came from the rough area of the Lower East Side, New York, and where I'm at today. And kind of ending with a message, you know, through my video, how through hard work I was able to create everything around me, you know, with all the success I have. That was a good feature, one of my favorites, actually. I've got a lot of great responses from that. A lot of people have been impressed, and a lot of young people have been influenced from that video. It kind of inspires them, you know, and it makes me feel great, and it only makes me feel like I got to work much harder now.
Yeah, that, you know what, and that's the thing, man. God is looking out for you, because anytime, you know, and I've got a couple of friends that box and stuff, but anytime you can, you know, make those moves and have that team put together that, you know, enabled your first fight to be on TV, and then you know, were selected among these, you do have big things ahead of you, and believe us, we'll be watching you. We will be watching you, and every now and then, we will be assisting you.
Thank Thank you, thank you. I definitely will keep all of you guys, Think Big Radio family, involved and in touch with everything going on with Roberto Benitez. And I'm happy and I'm blessed. You know, I definitely I'm happy the way God is guiding my life. I've been through so many ups and downs. Nothing comes easy. Of course, everyone who will read up about me or see everything going on in my life, some people don't understand sometimes all the hard work that goes behind creating my identity and my history. I mean, so much hard work. There's so much, like I said, so many ups and downs. One prime example is when I, one of the hardest challenges, I would say, was when I had to fight for custody of my child. I mean, for a young man my age, and at the conditions of being an athlete and being so busy, that was one of the hardest challenges. I mean, I've been through so many hard battles in the ring, but nothing comes close to this one. And I never thought I'd be put in that kind of position. But like I said earlier, definitely got to have faith, and hard work takes you far. And that's why I want to show everybody through my story, those two things alone, man, gets you far. I was able to overcome this case, this custody case, and I got rewarded with my child. And that was all done through having faith and hard work. And I'm actually featured on a Rockaway campaign called I Will Not Lose, which is actually out right now. It's a video and ad campaign for the spring and summer. Pretty much showcases a few celebrities and some other artists showcasing their stories about perseverance and obstacles that they have overcame. And I shared my story with the Rockaway group, and they liked it. You know, Jay-Z, he viewed about hundreds of videos that were submitted, and they were pretty impressed, I guess, with my background, basically my story, how I didn't give up. And I love the campaign. It goes with what I represent. I'm a boxer. I'm a fighter in and out the ring. I will not lose. I refuse to lose. And, you know, that's what I have going on, guys.
So do you have any fights coming up soon that you can let our listeners know?
Yeah, actually, I'm training. Right now I don't have a set schedule. But no fights now as of yet. They in the talks of doing something, but for right now I'm training, guys, staying active. That's one thing. I would say I'm a health nut. I always try to stay as healthy as I can, even when I'm not boxing actively, but I stay training. And like I said, hard work, guys. I stay fit.
So what would you say was the hardest challenge that you had to face as a, you know, not only as an athlete working your way to where you are, but, you know, just as a person in general, what was that biggest challenge that you overcame?
Wow, I would say I've had quite a few in my life, you know, and I would have to go back on the custody case, but I guess one of the hardest challenges is staying hungry, guys. It's so easy for people to forget where they came from or get too comfortable. Sometimes money, you know, makes people too comfortable or too lazy. Staying hungry, you know. Sometimes just because you become a champion of the world, you got to remain with that same hunger from when you first started boxing as a young child, hungry to become the best you are. That happens in boxing. Some champions get too comfortable and slack in their training, and they lose a little bit of that hunger. And that's one of the challenges I always, you know, remind myself. Every day, daily, I wake up, stay hungry, no matter what. No matter if I have the best news in my life going on, stay hungry as if I was starting boxing when I first started at 10 years old. And that's been a big challenge for me. But it becomes a way of thinking and living once you're so used to, you know, that kind of regimen, keeping that in your mentality. You kind of just keep that going with you, and you make it a part of your life, and you incorporate it in everything you do. Just stay hungry, and you will always go forward.
Wow, I couldn't have said it any better myself. That's one of the things that we love about Think Big Radio is because we're able to interview people from, you know, all over the United States and, you know, different ages, colors, nationalities. You know, it's some of the, they all talk about some of the same things, which is, you know, in order to be successful, you have to just do it, you know, period. You know, that's what it all boils down to. And with all of the different stories I've heard and our listeners have heard, you know, it's about time they really started learning. I mean, we fall in love with our guests on a regular basis because of, you know, how they, you know, share their story, the things that they've gone through. And for you to be doing so many different things at your age, you know, because you're still a fairly young man. And this question goes out for the ladies. Are you single?
No.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't even ask you that.
Thank you.
Somebody's smiling, though.
I actually get that question asked so many times. You know, recently I was going to share with you, I came on Latina Magazine, and that's one of the questions the interviewer made sure he asked me, because that's a female-based magazine, and pretty much I was like the first male they chose to be a part of this magazine, a new section called What Guys Wish You Knew, which is basically for the female readers. And it was pretty interesting. It was pretty interesting. You know, we did a nice interview, but it got to touch base a little bit about the boxer side, his thinkings and thoughts about females and life in general, you know. So, but yeah, I get asked that a lot. No, I'm not single. I have a wonderful woman in my life, and I can't be no happier.
And just so we can clarify this, that wonderful woman is not just your daughter, right?
No.
Okay, because you know something, we don't want anybody reading into it, trying to hunt you down or something. So, ladies, you got two wonderful women in his life.
Yeah, I'm a very focused man. I'm a very focused man, and you know, like I said, I always stick to those qualities. You know, those values, just staying focused and disciplined, and that's where I'm at today. You know, through those two things.
Now, okay, my next question I want to ask you is, and a lot of times, you know, we don't really stick with the script, so to say, because it's really just a conversation of two people, is what would you say was, you know, besides the bullying, and was a big life change when you kind of realized that you felt, which everyone should feel, that you had, you know, like a bigger purpose, and it was just like you wanted to be able to do something more? You know, was it about the time when you were sitting and thinking about the bullies, or what incident may have happened when, you know, you looked up to the sky and was like, hey, I got to do something?
Wow. Good question. When I first was thinking about the whole bullying issue, I just kind of reminded myself how it influenced me and how it changed things all around me and the whole situation. And I just to tell you a little brief history, when I first started boxing, yeah, there was a lot of bullies. It was a rough neighborhood where I grew up, a lot of gangs. But one of the things that I noticed, that I did remember, that when I did start boxing, I never got picked on anymore. It seems to be as if everybody respected, but kind of, they want to take chances trying to challenge me. It kind of helped the bullying stop. You know, they knew I was able to defend myself, and nobody wanted to try me. So
wow.
It was kind of weird, you know. It was opposite. You know, I would figure they would want to bully, but they didn't. And I figured, you know, let me use sports, you know, as a means to help stop this bullying issue. Because I noticed it helped me out so much. Even the badder kids in my neighborhood, after a while, they saw the positive things I was doing through my sport. I was kind of the champion of the neighborhood, you would say. and they all respect me, and it's kind of they even came up to me and told me, hey, we respect what you're doing, and they like that, you know. So from that point on, I started noticing, hey, my sport of boxing did so much for me, it kind of helped everything in total, you know, helped stop the bullying, helped me have higher self-esteem, I had more confidence, I was able to defend myself if I ever had to use it physically. I had that courage that boxing brought into my life. So I was thinking there's so much that sports could do in general, not only boxing, my sport, but every sport out there, you know, because as a young kid, I tried out all the other sports, and they all have similarities, you know, they all bring those special qualities into to a person. So that's part of the main reason I thought about the whole fitness things, and I started looking into how the fitness activity aspects of things will help out with the kids, you know, with the obesity issue and self-esteem, confidence, just everything. I felt it all goes together. It's kind of the total package, you know.
So do you have any more promotional things coming up or any interviews?
Right now I'm working on getting on this big event in Jacksonville, Florida, called World of Nations. Right now, my team is trying to situate that, and where I'll be speaking to actually a few middle and high schools. It's like a big 4-day festival event, and they're looking forward to having me there. Hopefully, we make the arrangements to get out there. I'm working on that, and I'm doing some speaking and everything. So we're working on that. Other than that, we trying to, you know, work on this anti-bullying fitness intervention, and take it from there, you know, and let's see what else opens up for me.
That's wow. That's great. Now, as as Team Bonita, are you guys also planning on maybe expanding, whereas you will have these type of centers and, you know, the different states? Do you plan for that?
Yeah, definitely. We plan on expanding. I'm more about going international, you know, just the same way I've been able to do in my boxing career. I should feel outside of my career. I got to grow to another level and reach become a voice, an icon out there that is a positive representation, you know, and kind of like one of my partners said, become the American dream.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. How can people get in touch with you? We like to get that out as much as possible for the people who are just now listening, and so that, you know, people will know, because they need to find out who this gentleman is we're talking with.
Of course. Thank you. Definitely, everybody, you should get a hold of Roberto Benitez. Log on to my website, www.rbenitez.com, or feel free to Google me online at Roberto Benitez, and you will definitely find my website come up first thing and find pretty good articles on there and some more information.
Now, what was it like when you got the news about doing a video shoot? How did you feel about that?
Oh, well, I was comfortable with that. Throughout, as an amateur boxer, I did a few commercial shoots for the USA Amateur Boxing Olympic Committee. So I kind of, you know, had an idea what it took to be involved in any TV activity or videos. And when I was first called upon the video with the Rockaway stuff, I was fascinated. I was very happy. You know, it's kind of another achievement for me to add onto my resume. And I felt, you know, very great. I felt so happy. It was good news for my family. It just kind of showed you that how a kid who came from nothing was able to create so much, and it all came through hard work, guys, you know, having faith, and it just allowed myself, you know, to prove to myself what I'm capable of and what I'm worth, you know, to myself. I just felt so good, and kind of glory, you know.
Now, do you, I understand you do have a daughter. Do you work with any women that want to learn boxing, or does your daughter see you and she thinks that she wants to, you know, train and become a boxer also?
No, actually, my daughter, no. My daughter, she loves the fact when I'm in the ring, you know, she supports it. And as far as with the females, yeah, actually, that's something I'm trying to be open to as far as working with females. There's a lot of females that love the box aerobic activity. It's a great workout. Actually, when I was training back then in New York City, that's very popular with the whole boxing fitness regimen with the females. And many of them don't do it for the competition-wise to get in there and fight, but more for the fitness aspect of it. And I've seen great results. There's been so many. I've seen a few overweight women who have dramatically lost so much weight through boxing. You know, just boxing fitness, and it helps tone up the body, helps the mind, and spiritually, you just get on a different level. You know, when you go in there, you feel so much confident when you leave the gym. So that's something I want to actually start promoting and helping women out there, you know, all ages, all sizes. You're never too old to train. That's what I tell everybody.
That's right. You know, and out here in Chicago, we've got our baby girl who's also a boxer. And I asked her if I could start training a little bit with her so that I could start losing this weight myself, because I got a lot of shopping to do here in the next couple of months. Just even watching, when you see those kind of like Valley videos and you see everybody in there punching and in there kicking, you know, you know it's got to work.
Yeah, it definitely is going to work. I recommend you to, you know, stick to your decision and go give it a try. Get your boxing fitness on. And mark my word, you're going to love it. You're definitely going to love it. I guarantee you will be losing some weight and toning up.
So real quick, why don't you just tell us, like, you know, this is your workout plan, what you do for those out there who might be, you know, thinking about wanting to work out now, and then, you know, just, you know, basically the food groups that you might eat in a day that's healthy for you.
Okay.
Wait, Big, before he says that, can you hear me?
Coach Dion, I am.
This is Coach. Why haven't you switched me on?
Because I wasn't able to. I was able to.
I had to sign on. Hi, Roberto. This is Coach Dion. I was supposed to host the show. I called in late because some things happened, and I was sitting on the line waiting for Big to hook me on, and he didn't. And I had so many questions to ask you.
Oh, well,
and now we only got 6 minutes to the show, and I had to switch online myself to get on the switchboard to put myself on the show.
Keep asking. Right now.
Anyway, Roberto, what a fabulous show. You are just awesome. Thank you so much for being who you are. I've been enjoying the show all this time.
Awesome.
But before I get started, I don't know if Big, you must not have access to the switchboard. I do. We have a call on the line from the 304 area code.
Come on, real quick.
I'm going to put that caller on and call. If you're calling in to listen, just say so, and then we'll keep you on. But if you're calling to ask a question for Roberto, please do so. So caller from area code 304, you are now online.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I called in to ask.
What's your name?
My name is Larissa.
Marissa, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from West Virginia.
West Virginia. Okay, you have a question for Roberto?
I do. Roberto, hi.
Hi.
Good. I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
Doing good. I just had a question for you. Through your program that you're talking about, aren't you promoting fighting, promoting violence? If you're teaching kids boxing?
No. There's no violence included in the anti-bullying fitness program. this is kind of a clinic that we actually are going to be building and going with it around the country, where we kind of bring our fitness routines kind of with the box aerobics, bringing cheerleading. We're going to have different kind of sports. We're utilizing sports as a means for fitness. Now, with the boxing, I know the first impression a lot of people get is that will there be contact, physical contact? Will these kids be throwing punches in the head at each other? Absolutely not. I'm not going to be promoting that at all, because I'm not here to train these kids to become boxers. I'm just here to bring my fitness regimens as far as what I do with boxing. There's so many fitness routines in the boxing field. I mean, without having to do any physical contact. So I don't know if that answers your question, but it's kind of more like box aerobics. There's no punching. It's all shadow boxing in the air, just helping this kid get a little more self-esteem, confidence, and just through the sport.
Caller, was that okay for you?
It was. Okay. Thanks
for... I'm glad you asked that question, because we didn't even think about it at that, and that's why we love to have our callers call in, because their questions are a lot different because everybody thinks differently. Caller, thank you and bless you for listening to Think Big Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dion, I'm going to let you end it out.
Okay. I don't know if I have a lot of background, so I'm just going to go for it, because I'm actually... I hear the background and where I'm at, so I hope you guys don't hear it. Roberto, one of the things that came up for me, you talk about this, the thing that you guys are up to and what you're doing and promoting health. I'm all about health. So whatever it is I can do to help support you guys, I want to. But as I was listening, I know you gave us your site and how to contact you, but there... a certain thing, if we're just interested in joining this movement, how will we go about doing that?
Definitely. The best thing to do, like I said, if you could communicate through my website, there's a link there, contact us. But I'll give you the email directly. It's going to go to teambenitez@gmail.com. And they would, and somebody there would definitely, one of my partners, the team members, they would definitely follow up. They will follow up with you. They'll get the information to me, if anything. And I'll forward it to my advisor, you know, and we'll definitely communicate back. That's something that we're good at. We always follow up quickly.
I hate that we're getting down to this end. I am sorry that I couldn't, but, you know, Coach Dion, she's going to take charge. And, you are, for those of you out there who are listening or tuning in now, if you want to find out about our host, just go to Think Big Radio Host, that's HOSTS.com, and you can find out about exactly what it is that Coach Dion does that's in and dealing with fitness. And that will probably be a great fit with you team over there.
Okay, I'm back. I got kicked off.
Would you like to thank, because we're down at the end, and Coach Dion is going to definitely call you when this interview is over.
Roberto, you and I are going to get together. Go ahead and give you a thank you, because I'll be giving you a call tonight.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Okay.
Who would you like to
thank? Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave.
We got a few seconds left, so start getting those thanks out, because this is winding down.
Oh, man. Okay, definitely. I want to thank, of course, Team Benitez. And first of all, thinkbigradio.com for having me on this fabulous show this evening. I've enjoyed it, and I'm glad that all the listeners out there are tuning in. It's a great radio network station out here. And I want to thank all my peoples in Florida, the Boys Club in New York City, the Boys and Girls Club in Central Florida, and Ocala, all my Ocalans out there, hello. And all my peoples in the Dominican Republic. And stay strong, everybody. And I hope this interview was something you guys could kind of get something positive out of. And stay tuned. You guys will be hearing more news from Roberto Benitez. Thank you.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach, learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. big, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Hello?